Hey guys. So this is Park from the Humble Coach Podcast. I don't have any guests on today, but I've decided to have a bit of a chat with you guys. I put down five words on the page in front of me, and I'm going to try and explore some of those. And the five words that I have I have six words actually. Six words. It's two words in one of them, but we'll go with five. Main points. So the first one is principles. Second one is advice. Third one is enjoy. Fourth one is close calls. And the fifth one is grace. So we got principles, advice, enjoy, close calls, grace. And then I'm going to have a bit of a chat about each one. So I suppose first off, from my own point of view, when it comes to coaching or when it comes to dealing with people on a regular basis, which I would do in my job and in life in general a lot, as I'm in the service business, the principles you're going to deal with are quite straightforward. They can be challenging enough to implement, but they can be definitely quite straightforward to understand once you get the hang of them at all. And I would consider them fairly basic. And when it comes to fitness, there's a lot of different bits and pieces that will always be available online, whether it is cool, funky herbal teas, or we can have all of the cool new barbells or the new fucking knee wraps or whatever it is, and you want all of the good stuff, and it's this particular program or it's this particular whatever. And it comes back to, and I try as much as possible to listen to my own, to not listen to my own BS as regularly as I can. So even if I'm not finding a huge amount of consistent structure in my training programs or in my my dealings with my own fitness or with other people's fitness, I'll try and bring it back to a couple of basic elements. So the first thing is I kind of like to reverse it back a bit. So if there's a particular area of your body or a particular area of your fitness that is not achieved, that's not getting where you want to get, what I want you to do is, or what I would recommend you do, and it's a really easy way of looking back at this, is trying to reverse engineer as much as possible what the actual movement is that you think or you can find, be it on the internet or from a buddy or from a really strong coach or whatever it is. Find out what the movement is. So we'd say you want bigger arms, and if it is something like curls that you just want, you think is going to get better, going to get you in a really good position for getting good arms, and you don't believe that it's body fat percentage that's going to need to improve or anything like that. You just want to work at a very simple level. It could be something like curls. So first off, what movement or what implement do you need to do some curls? So you could pick anything in pretty much in the house, but a lot of people like bits and pieces to extra add on. So what you could potentially look at is using a physio band or something like that, or something that you might have got injured before, and you have a buddy or you have someone in your family who has a physio band, and then you're going to potentially go, okay, well look, I might use a band for that. So what I'll do is I'll tie it up and I'll try and just bring it up to my, stand on one end of it, bring it up to my arm and just get some curls on. Just simple basic stuff. If I decide, okay, that's actually quite comfortable, I might make it a bit handier, I feel like exploring a little bit more, you're going to need to look at, okay, well, what's the next implement up from there, which is a dumbbell. So you could spend a lot of money on dumbbells and you could really go to town on it and the whole lot, but I would suggest, simple and straightforward, going to adverts.ie or going to Dundeal or going to a secondhand shop and asking if there is any there, or else just Googling it and finding out whether they are. And of my own experience, having got really, really cheap dumbbells from before, be it spring, simple enough, like loaded ones, you can add lots of little plates and lots of like 2.5, 5.5 kilo plates. They can be plastic ones, they can be whatever the hell you want. But if you have that, now you have literally, as far as I'm concerned, bought a significantly bigger amount of exercises available to you. So you now have something like a dumbbell snatch. You now have something like weighted sit-ups that can be added in. You have straight leg sit-ups with a dumbbell over your body. You now have rows. You now have lots of different things to play with, even carries. And if you have a bit of extra weight around, so something like that is a very simple way of escalating things without an awful lot of like going to the gym or doing this other kind of crack. You have to keep it very simple for yourself. And the biggest thing about that is allowing yourself to make the choice from time to time. So literally, if you decide, okay, I want this to get this particular part of my body or this particular part of my fitness to get better, then make the choice and go, cool, okay, I have to look into that. Then if you decide, okay, I'm actually going to get an implement to do this, then I need to do the same. You need to make the choice and then actually get the implement. Then you need to move from that implement, and don't be afraid to allow yourself to spend a little bit of money on it, buy something like that potentially. But if you are going to buy it, use it. Don't just wait. Don't just kind of hang around. The hardest part, though, is people like to make these really, really complicated training programs for themselves or training sessions for themselves. I'm a bit of a simpler kind of a character when it comes to what to do. Something simple could be 50 rows, 50 squats, or 50 goblet squats with your dumbbell. So you literally get 25 on each arm. You can mix and match as you like. You bend your body over, you put your hand on a table or on a countertop, you roll your dumbbell, it improves your upper back strength, improves your bicep strength. If you then do some curls in amongst that, great. You do some squats and you call it at that. That might be where you're at, which is perfectly fine. If that's not where you're at, though, and you're moving a little bit ahead of that and you're like, oh, okay, cool, I want to add in some funky times and stuff like this, and that's pretty easy, I don't think you're either going hard enough or you're either loading it appropriately enough. You may not even be spending enough time during the movement. So you don't necessarily have to live in lots and lots of time and under tension type of mentalities, but you definitely have to spend either a little bit of time at the bottom of your squat, a little bit of time at halfway in your squat, a little bit of time with a dumbbell right up to your chest or further away or kind of halfway, or else you're just holding it up over your head for a certain amount of time. The more you utilize simple things like that, the more you're going to find really, really good progress. But again, it's making the choice to allow yourself to really explore some of these different movements and how your body really, really works. That's our principles, keeping them as basic as possible. Ooh, that's a bit aggressive. Advice. So if you need any advice, ping someone on Instagram, ping me, whoever it is, just doesn't matter. Like it could be anybody now you need to ask. You might not get the answer, but if you can, you need to try and really, really push and ask quite quickly. It could be a simple enough answer that you might need, but if you want to go and get a decent answer, then you're going to have to potentially, I think, get, and a lot of the time you will get a decent enough answer. It might be a simple one, fine, but it's very likely that a good coach or someone who knows what they're talking about will either give you a straightforward answer or will give you a rabbit hole to go down. And you need to allow yourself to go down that rabbit hole. So that's where, for me, the advice can only go so much and it can only be so immediate that you have to allow yourself to go down a little bit of a rabbit hole. But at the same stage, have a very critical mind if you can going down that. And the third thing, so where we're looking at, when I said enjoy, the hard part about this is you got to enjoy the rough stuff and the good stuff. So with that, it means that if you are, we'll go back to our dumbbell friend again, if you are keeping your programs quite straightforward and you're allowing yourself to explore different movements and explore different types of training domains, be it times or utilizing something like body weight and dumbbells or something like that, you have to allow yourself to get comfortable with not finding each day to be very, very progressive. Some days it's going to really, really suck. Some days it's going to be quite enjoyable. But a lot of the time it's just a case of actually clocking in and clocking out. And irrelevant of whether it's a simple enough 30 or 40 reps you've done, it could be literally 30 squats and you're like, that's all I had time for today, or that's all I really had interest in today. then that's perfectly fine. As far as I'm concerned, that's a little bit more than nothing. That said, obviously we want to try and improve a little bit more depending on what your interests are, but there's never any harm in adding a good bit more stuff in there. The biggest problem though is that if you allow yourself to enjoy those days, not even enjoy, more appreciate the fact that those days are there, the ones that you're not really a fan of, you kind of have to get stuck in, but you know that you could add in a little bit of work and that will actually keep you kind of happy. That'll keep you moving. And then the next day could be quite good. The next couple of days could be amazing, but you have to just allow yourself to go, okay, well, cool. This is not the end of my road. I have to be very straightforward about it. And this is where you can look at the next point. So close calls. So for me, close calls are pretty important to have in your life, and in your training life especially. Not necessarily in real life, maybe a dodge, but in your training life, they're really, really helpful. So a quick example would be something like if you set yourself a little target of the amount of squats you wanted to do in a minute, and you find that you do it maybe twice or maybe three times. You do it once a week, like going on a scale, it's not a great idea, but it's not a bad idea either. You do your squats for a minute, you get maybe 50. Cool. Then you decide, okay, cool, I can probably get away with 60 next week. I'll try 60 next week. You hit 58. You get annoyed, probably not that annoyed, but they're really, really helpful. If you do that over a number of different iterations, you're going to find that it can definitely make it a lot easier to be able to maintain that level of interest in it. But at the same stage, if you are working on the quality of your positions and working on the quality of your intentions when you're doing them, doing those movements or doing those minute-long sessions or whatever it is, or segments, they're going to be pretty important in really, really ensuring that you can build up some mental stamina and build up some mental appreciation for what it's going to feel like at certain points through that minute. So if you give yourself 20 seconds and you know it's going to suck really heavily there, but you know 40 seconds is going to be much more aggressive. That said, you are aware of what that is. You're trying to learn exactly what the feeling is like throughout those segments. And the final point I suppose I have for today is on grace. So the definition of grace is elegance or beauty of form, manner, motion, or action. And elegance, be it in sport, in your business, in your family, your friends' life, whatever it is going to mean simplicity. And the simplicity, we go back to the definition nearly, so it would be simplicity or beauty of form, manner, motion, or action. So a form or of motion or of action might be the quality of reps that you get. So if you get 58 amazing, amazing squats and you had 63 dodgy-ass squats, then as far as I'm concerned, your grace has definitely increased an awful lot, but it's an awful lot. It's allowed you an awful lot more ability to really, really try and push into a different level of understanding and appreciation of what it takes to find that next PB or find that next progress level or progress point. Because irrelevant of what you think about in the future coming up, or all be it a max set or whatever it is, or if you have all these big mad goals, you have to very much bring them back to, okay, what can I do today and what can I do right now to achieve a little bit more progress? So it may only be a really, really small amount of progress, but a lot of the time I look at it back in a very basic kind of Google Maps type of mentality. If you scope in, if you really, really microcosm in to the car on the road and during your journey, it's moving at a good kind of clip, but then you pull it back out and you get worried about it. You're like, ah, oh, look, this is miles away. This destination is acres and acres, miles and miles away. And then you scope back in. So for me, the big, big goal here is to try and stay very, very present within each, not even necessarily every rep, but definitely within each set. So trying to enjoy each single rep if you can throughout, be it in your business life. If it's literally every transaction, try and enjoy that. If it is in your sport life, if you can enjoy every single score, then try and enjoy every single score. Don't just kind of go, okay, cool, I enjoy the match, the whole lot, the macro type of scene. the family and friends, so actually saying I love you to your family and your friends on a relatively regular basis. I know I have a lot of that in my life, and I would have previously had a different type of a mentality towards it, and it would have been a bit more awkward or made it a bit more nervous, because it wouldn't have been as strong at certain points of my life, and other points it would have been really, really strong. So the grace that which you handle any of these type of situations is really, really interesting from my perspective. The elegance of be it your movement or your interactions or your attitude makes a big, big difference. The manner of your approach to different people, the manner of your approach to your business or to your family, as obviously has to change from time to time, but a considerable amount more time should be spent on trying to appreciate how that actually affects everybody else. And if it does affect them negatively, then you need to adjust your own ability to be aware of what your grace quotient is, so to speak. I think a lot of the time people will find that they are either rushing through certain segments of their life, or they're either going very, very slowly through them, and they don't find any real good kind of nice steady cadence to work with. And I think if a lot more people try to look at things with a more graceful or I suppose a more elegant type of an approach, it might work a lot better. But anyways, guys, for me, that's just me having a bit of an old rant. We might have some guests on fairly soon. I have two, maybe three really, really strong guests coming up soon. I have two female coaches, two women coaches, both CrossFit coaches, but one a nutrition-oriented coach, and one a really interesting other story regarding some disability work that one of the ladies does with some people. And I also have a fairly high profile online personal trainer or personal trainer in general, and who also was a very, very high level power lifter, and he's going to be coming on soon as well. So for the moment, guys, I'm gonna love you and leave you. If you enjoyed any of the show or any of this old rant, let me know, and we are gonna chat to you soon. Thank you very much.